Joshua 16 through 18. Then the lot for the sons of Joseph went from the Jordan at Jericho to the waters of Jericho, on the east into the wilderness, going up from Jericho through the hill country to Bethel. It went from Bethel to Luz, and continued to the border of the Archites, at Ataroth. Then it went down westward to the territory of the Japhletites, as far as the territory of lower Beth-horon, even to Gezer, and it ended at the sea. The sons of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim, received their inheritance. Now this was the territory of the sons of Ephraim according to their families. The border of their inheritance eastward was Ataroth-Adar, as far as upper Beth-horon. Then the border went westward at Michmetheth on the north, and the border turned eastward to Tanath-Shiloh, and continued beyond it to the east of Genoa. Then it went down from Genoa to Ataroth, and to Nara, then reached Jericho, and came out at the Jordan. From Tapua, the border continued westward to the brook of Cana, and it ended at the sea. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Ephraim, according to their families, together with the cities which were set apart for the sons of Ephraim in the midst of the inheritance of the sons of Manasseh, all cities with their villages. But they did not drive out the Canaanites who lived in Gezer, so the Canaanites live in the midst of Ephraim to this day, and they became forced laborers. Now this was the lot for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph, to Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, were lotted Gilead and Bashan, because he was a man of war. So the lot was made for the rest of the sons of Manasseh according to their families, for the sons of Abiezer, the son of Helek, the sons of Azriel, the sons of Shishim, the sons of Hefer, the sons of Shemedah. These were the male descendants of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, according to their families. However, Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, only daughters. And these are the names of his daughters: Mala, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. They approached Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the leaders, saying, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brothers." So in accordance with the command of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among their father's brothers. So 10 portions fell to Manasseh, besides the land of Gilead and Bashan, which is beyond the Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh received an inheritance among his sons, and the land of Gilead belonged to the rest of the sons of Manasseh. The border of Manasseh ran from Asher to Michmethath, which was east of Shishim. Then the border went southward to the inhabitants of En-Tapua. The land of Tapua belonged to Manasseh, but Tapua on the border of Manasseh belonged to the sons of Ephraim. And the border went down to the brook of Cana, southward of the brook. These cities belonged to Ephraim among the cities of Manasseh. And the border of Manasseh was on the north side of the brook, and it ended at the sea. The south side belonged to Ephraim, and the north side to Manasseh, and the sea was their border. And they reached to Asher on the north, and to Issachar on the east. In Issachar and in Asher, Manasseh had Beth-shean and its towns, and Iblim and its towns, and the inhabitants of Dor and its towns, and the inhabitants of Endor and its towns, and the inhabitants of Tanakh and its towns, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and its towns. The third is Napheth. But the sons of Manasseh could not take possession of these cities, because the Canaanites persisted in living in this land. And it came about when the sons of Israel became strong, they put the Canaanites to forced labor, but they did not drive them out completely. Then the sons of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, Why have you given me only one lot and one portion as an inheritance, though I am a numerous people whom the Lord has blessed up to this point? And Joshua said to them, If you are a numerous people, go up to the forest, and clear a place for yourself there, in the land of the Perizzites and of the Rephaim, since the hill country of Ephraim is too narrow for you. The sons of Joseph then said, The hill country is not enough for us, but all the Canaanites who live in the valley land have iron chariots, both those who are in Bethshean and its towns, and those who are in the valley of Jezreel. But Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, saying, You are a numerous people, and have great power. You shall not have one lot only, but the hill country shall be yours. For though it is a forest, you shall clear it, and to its farthest borders it shall be yours. For you shall drive out the Canaanites, even though they have iron chariots, and though they are strong. Then the whole congregation of the sons of Israel assembled at Shiloh, and set up the tent of meeting there, and the land was subdued before them. But there remained among the sons of Israel 7 tribes who had not divided their inheritance. So Joshua said to the sons of Israel, How long will you put off entering to take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you? Provide for yourselves 3 men from each tribe, so that I may send them, and that they may arise and walk through the land and write a description of it according to their inheritance, and they shall return to me. And they shall divide it into 7 portions. Judah shall stay in its territory on the south, and the house of Joseph shall stay in their territory on the north. And you shall write a description of the land in 7 divisions, and bring the description here to me. Then I will cast lots for you here before the Lord our God. For the Levites have no portion among you, because the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance. Gad, Reuben, and the half-tribe of Manasseh also have received their inheritance eastward beyond the Jordan, which Moses the servant of the Lord gave them. Then the men arose and went, and Joshua commanded those who went to write a description of the land, saying, Go and walk through the land, and write a description of it, and return to me. Then I will cast lots for you here before the Lord in Shiloh. So the men went and passed through the land, and wrote a description of it by cities in 7 divisions in a book. And they came to Joshua at the camp Shiloh. Joshua then cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord. And there Joshua divided the land for the sons of Israel, according to their divisions. Now the lot of the tribe of the sons of Benjamin came up according to their families, and the territory of their lot lay between the sons of Judah and the sons of Joseph. Their border on the north side was from the Jordan, then the border went up to the side of Jericho on the north, and went up through the hill country westward, and it ended at the wilderness of Bethaven. Then from there the border continued to Luz, to the side of Luz, that is, Bethel, southward. And the border went down to Ataroth-Eder, near the hill which lies on the south of Lower Beth-Horon. And the border changed direction from there, and turned around the west side southward, from the hill which lies opposite Beth-Horon southward. And it ended at Kiriath-Baal, that is, Kiriath-Jearim, a city of the sons of Judah. This was the west side. Then the south side was from the edge of Kiriath-Jearim, and the border went westward, and went to the fountain of the waters of Nephtoah. Then the border went down to the edge of the hill which is in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, which is in the valley of Rephaim northward, and it went down to the valley of Hinnom, to the slope of the Jebusite southward, and went down to En-Rogel. Then it turned northward, and went to En-Shemesh, and went to Geliloth, which is opposite the ascent of Edomim, and it went down to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. And it continued to the side in front of the Arabah, northward, and went down to the Arabah. Then the border continued to the side of Beth Hagla, northward, and the border ended at the north bay of the Salt Sea, at the south end of the Jordan. This was the southern border. Moreover, the Jordan was its border on the east side. This was the inheritance of the sons of Benjamin according to their families, according to its borders all around. Now the cities of the tribe of the sons of Benjamin, according to their families, were Jericho, Beth Hagla, and Emek Kezes, Beth Arabah, Zemaraim, and Bethel, Avim, Parah, and Ophrah, Chephar Ammoni, Aphni, and Geba, 12 cities with their villages, Gibeon, Ramah, and Beeroth, Mitzpah, Shephirah, and Mosa, Rechim, Irpeel, and Tarala, Zela, Haaleph, the Jebusite city, that is Jerusalem, Gibeah, Kiriath, 14 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the sons of Benjamin according to their families. Matthew 17. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with them. Peter responded and said to Jesus, "Lord, it is not good that we are here. If you want, I will make 3 tabernacles here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground and were terrified. And Jesus came to them and touched them and said, "Get up, and do not be afraid." And raising their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. When they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, "Tell the vision to no one, until the Son of Man has risen from the dead." And his disciples asked him, "Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" And he answered and said, "Elijah is coming, and will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah already came, and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they wanted. So also the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he had spoken to them about John the Baptist. When they came to the crowd, a man came up to Jesus, falling on his knees before him, saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son, because he has seizures and suffers terribly, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him." And Jesus answered and said, "You unbelieving and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him, and the boy was healed at once. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" And he said to them, "Because of your meager faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." And while they were gathering together in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were deeply grieved. Now, when they came to Capernaum, those who collected the 2 drachma tax came to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the 2 drachma tax?" He said, "Yes." And when he came into the house, Jesus spoke to him first, saying, "What do you think, Simon? From who do the kings of earth collect customs or poll tax? From their sons or from strangers? When Peter said, from strangers, Jesus said to him, then the sons are exempt. However, so that we do not offend them, go to the sea, and throw in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. When you open its mouth, you will find a stater. Take that and give it to them for you and me. First Thessalonians 5. Now, as to the periods and times, brothers and sisters, you have no need of anything to be written to you, for you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord is coming just like a thief in the night. While they are saying, peace and safety, then the sudden destruction will come upon them like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that day would overtake you like a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night nor of darkness. So then, let's not sleep as others do, but let's be alert and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who are drunk, get drunk at night. But since we are of the day, let's be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are also doing. But we ask you, brothers and sisters, to recognize those who diligently labor among you and are in leadership over you in the Lord, and give you instruction, and that you regard them very highly in love because of their work. Live in peace with one another. We urge you, brothers and sisters, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone. See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek what is good for one another and for all people. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not utterly reject prophecies, but examine everything. Hold firmly to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept complete, without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will do it. Brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all the brothers and sisters with a holy kiss. I put you under oath by the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers and sisters. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Proverbs 7:1-5. My son, keep my words, and treasure my commandments within you. Keep my commandments and live, and my teaching as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your intimate friend, so that they may keep you from an adulteress, from the foreigner who flatters with her words. Psalm 88. Lord, the God of my salvation, I have cried out by day and in the night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry, for my soul has had enough troubles, and my life has approached Sheol. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I have become like a man without strength, abandoned among the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you no longer remember, and they are cut off from your hand. You have put me in the lowest pit, in dark places, in the depths, your wrath has rested upon me, and you have afflicted me with all your waves. You have removed my acquaintances far from me. You have made me an object of loathing to them. I am shut up and cannot go out. My eyes grow dim from misery. I have called upon you every day, Lord. I have spread out my hands to you. Will you perform wonders for the dead? Or will the departed spirits rise and praise you? Will your graciousness be declared in the grave, your faithfulness in Abaddon? Will your wonders be made known in the darkness, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But I, Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you reject my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? I was miserable and about to die from my youth on. I suffer your terrors. I grow weary. Your burning anger has passed over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. They have surrounded me like water all day long. They have encircled me altogether. You have removed lover and friend far from me. My acquaintances are in a hiding place.